I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy in my dressing room before the show. Caroline is cutting my...
Trimming
my eyebrows. Have they gotten really long?
Yes.
Really? Oh, apparently they've gotten really long. We've been off for a week. We're back. I just landed from London 5 hours ago. Jet lag is starting to set in, but who cares? Because I'm excited for the show. It's Wendy McLennan Covey's 10th Watch What Happens Live appearance. She's on with Giselle from the Potomac Housewives. Potomac is just beginning an incredible season, and we're going to have fun. I'll see you in there.
Her comedy is bright and brash, and tonight Karen called her gutterball trash. It's Watch What Happens Live with Wendy McLennan Covey and Giselle Bryant now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, back in the Bravo Clubhouse on Earth Day. And it is safe to say I've spent this past week off being very, very green. My first guest is a ride-or-die Bravo-holic here for every housewife feud and facelift since day one. From the Goldbergs on ABC, welcome back our pal, Wendy McLennan Covey. And she is finding success in her business, Every Hue, but the same cannot be said for her relationship with Every Hue Gurr from The Real Housewives of Potomac. Say hi to Giselle Bryant. Hey, Giselle Bryant. By the way, shout out, Giselle, because Every Hue Beauty is going to be carried in...
Target.
That is major.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
It's on Target.com now, and May 20th, it's in stores.
That's really great.
Congratulations.
You know, 2 weeks ago when Lena Waithe was on our show, we all wanted to be her best friend, so I'm a little jealous of our bartender tonight. He really is. From the hit movie and Netflix series, Dear White People, it is Justin Simien. Hey, man. Great to see you. Justin, what'd you think of that Atlanta reunion tonight?
Ooh. Lord, y'all did it to me with the last few minutes with Kim in the bathroom.
That actually went on for about 40 minutes. Mm. Give us a call at 877-33-BRAVO or tweet me and Andy with your questions for Wendy and Giselle. And while you're on your phone, go to WWHL.TV for our polls. I want to get started. First of all, boy, that was so dramatic at the end of Potomac tonight. What went on with Ashley and her mom? That was some serious, deep stuff.
Yeah, brought tears to my eyes. I really feel for her, and I look at her in a different way now. Yeah. I get her relationship with her mother. I get why she's really torn between her husband and her mom and trying to help. I get it.
Yeah. Wendy came in hot and fired up about the Atlanta reunion. I know you had a lot to say about Kim. It seemed like everybody did. And the women were all over her tonight. It was really something. Take a look.
Is you handicapped? Where is your scooter? Where is it?
This bitch is the rudest person in the entire world.
Kenya in no way said one word to you.
This girl is delusional.
I don't have to prove myself.
Fix your double chin next time you go to the plastic surgery.
She said that you didn't say it.
You said it on camera.
Don't try to make me out to a liar, because I'm not.
Kim, you said it on camera.
Now you want to come back and comfort me?
I'm leaving.
Leave, Miss Privilege.
All right.
There was nothing positive.
Well, guess what? There was nothing positive, unfortunately, in your story from the season.
For every one of those motherfuckers on that couch owe this world a fucking apology.
Can you know it?
Not quite.
Okay, time for our first poll. Whose side are you on, Kim or everybody else? Go to WWHL.TV. So what were your thoughts?
Okay, this will be studied in universities.
Okay?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Because Kim has what I'm going to call Gunvalson syndrome.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Where you say all these things, all right? And then you say, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. And then they say, oh, well, we have the clip. Well, I don't remember saying that. And that's not what I meant anyway. And how dare you bring it up?
Yes.
I mean, if you dish it out, you have to take it. Yes. It's called gaslighting.
Looks like you guys are on everybody else's side. Tonight, Sheree said she would definitely get engaged to Tyrone if he gets out of prison soon. It reminded us of something that happened at the season 3 reunion. Sheree, would you ever marry someone who's done time?
I would try not to.
All right. Okay. Wow.
You try not to, but then sometimes it happens.
Exactly.
I think she should move on.
Guess what? Yeah. It is Wendy's 10th appearance in the club. Wendy, it's always fun when you're here. We couldn't let the moment pass without a celebratory montage.
Oh,
take a look.
Making her Watch What Happens Live debuts, Wendy McClendon Covey.
You're gonna get two bottles of wine for the next year. After that, you gotta pay for it.
Kim Sing, turtle!
I know.
You're not dating Brooks, right?
I'm not gonna fly that close to the sun, Ellen.
I'm gonna give this to you.
I'm so glad I picked
really?
You.
Oh my God, this is for you.
I have four cats too.
You do?
I do.
We should have a play date. This is the first time I've met young Kristen.
Oh, is that right?
I feel like she lives in my house.
Depends what you need.
Sonia skulking into the house with her knickers in a bag. And that's what it says in Thessalonians.
Yes, it does.
Suck it, monkeys.
Is that Alexis Foligno?
You're on Alexis
Foligno.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, I'm no Michael Rappaport, but I come here a lot.
We're taking your questions for Wendy and Giselle. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Giselle and Karen have been friends for years, but this season, a tweet, a T-shirt, and a lot of tax dollars caused a mess that reached all the way from Potomac to Great Falls. Take a look.
So Ashley talked about you being indicted. Is Ray?
I cannot speak to it.
You've answered nothing here.
Robin and I are going to walk out, and I'm going to allow you to read everything that's on the back of my shirt.
What is that?
Hey, Uncle Ben.
Giselle, you tacky as hell. I have history with Giselle, and this was the lowest that she could go.
I didn't know it was going to go so left.
You were hurtful, and you were absolutely wrong, and it was gutter ball trap. You went so low, I couldn't even get a broom to sweep you up. She crossed the line, because I see you. I see you clearly.
And here's what we want you to weigh in on the drama. Go to WWHL.TV to vote in our next poll, which is whose side are you on, Giselle or Karen? I thought that I actually found the press conference quite amusing.
It
was very entertaining.
Yes.
But how did you think she was going to react to that T-shirt?
Well, the deal was I was going to wear God Bless the Huger's and I was going to keep my jacket on if she told the truth the whole time. But if she lied, I was going to take my jacket off so she could see the back.
Okay.
But I did not put on their hashtag TurboTax or hashtag H&R Block, which was what I was going to do. Because that's what she needs.
God, you are so shady.
So I didn't do that.
Okay, looks like you guys are on Giselle's side.
Thank you.
Yes, I do. Second, tonight on Potomac, former First Lady of the Church, Giselle, put together a garden party to bring some much-needed positivity to the ladies. Here's what they may have done their Sunday best, but they provided a little more salt than Psalms. Watch.
You have repeatedly disrespected me.
Ashley?
I don't want to hear anything else out of her mouth about my family.
My issue is with you.
What is the issue? What have I done to you?
When it comes to Robin, just mind your business.
Are we good?
No, don't try to shut me up now. I don't let you talk, so now you need to let me talk.
I think we need to start looking for the good in each other.
Maybe you can work on going from 0 to 50.
I just hope that all of us can move forward.
I don't want to be on bad terms with you.
Okay. That felt sincere.
Received.
By and beyond.
Great job, Giselle.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now get out.
That's great.
How I do.
You had to have been happy with the way that that worked out.
Yes, very.
Yeah,
yes.
It was very nice.
I fed them, I gave them drinks, so they had no choice but to be happy.
Finally, Wendy may play a housewife on TV, but when it comes to her devotion to some other TV housewives, she is not playing. So here's what. It's time for another round of Bravo No They Didn't. Wendy, I have some recent Bravo dramas and I want your opinions. Atlanta, Roachgate, and a handicapped parking space reignited the Kim versus NeNe feud. Whose side were you on for this?
NeNe, 100%.
You were.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
Do you think Portia finally understands the gravity of what went on between she and Candy?
No, I don't.
You do
I
not?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. She wore a tiara of humility.
Right. I know. I like in New York, Dorinda has had enough of Sonia talking crap about everyone. She unleashed on Sonia in the Hamptons. Did Dorinda overreact or was Sonia?
She always overreacts.
And that's why you like her.
But I do like her. But listen, both of them, Sonia could shut up a little.
Okay. On Vanderpump Rules, Brittany stayed with Jax despite the cheating. Then Jax broke up with her last week. Were you shocked?
Yes, but I'm shocked that she's with him. Right. Every time I turn on the TV and they're together, I'm shocked.
Okay, Vanderpump's Kristen swears nothing happened between her and James in Mexico. James just says they hung out. What do you think?
Someone's gonna get pregnant.
Okay, were you surprised in Potomac by Karen and Ray's tax issues? And do you believe that Karen didn't know about them?
No, I don't believe she didn't know.
Beverly Hills, how do you feel about the MVP Kyle Dorit friendship threesome drama that unfolded this season?
I've never been less interested in anything in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Wendy. The friend is coming. We have a call for Giselle. Jamie from Brooklyn. Hey, Jamie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Giselle. Giselle, first of all, I think you're really pretty and you're my favorite on Potomac.
Thank you.
My question is, what's your relationship with Karen these days?
We're great. Karen and I are great. She said that our friendship is in my toenails or something like that.
Okay.
So I have great toenails. So we're great. Yes.
Wendy, Jill G wants to know, which housewives do you miss the most during the months they're not on the air?
They're not on the air? Oh, gosh. I just pine for the OC.
You do.
You're an OG original. Yeah.
Dania24 said, Giselle, how were you and Ashley able to reconcile your differences and become close?
I just like her as a person, and she's a lot of fun. She's smart, and I love a smart woman.
Where are you and Monique this season, would you say?
Me and Momo? No.
Yeah, right. It's not great. Yeah. Wendy, Olive W. wants to know what you think of Dorit's accent.
You know, it's like Audrey Hepburn in that it's from everywhere and nowhere. You know, and it comes and goes, it lightens up and swimwear.
Giselle, Hannah W. wants to know what your first reaction to Karen buying that fancy new car was.
I thought if she rented it or she leased it, I thought it was gonna be gone. But I saw it the other day and she's still driving it. So go, Karen.
Let's go to Kyle from St. Louis. Hey, Kyle, what's your question?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Wendy, you are so funny in everything. I just saw your movie, thank Jesus you. People, on Amazon this weekend, and you made me laugh my ass off, so thank you for that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome. Anyway, my question is, if your acting career sadly went down the tubes and you had to take a job on The Real Housewives, who would be your best friend and who would be your darkest enemy?
You know, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. I think, well, listen, I think my best friend would be Giselle.
Yes. Yes.
And my enemy would be Tamara Judge.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's a good enemy.
And that's only because I could, that's who I thought of.
Okay. Let's go
I'm
to
sure
Mike from Cape Cod. Hey, Mike, what's your question?
Oh, hi, Andy. How are you?
Good.
My question is for Giselle. Wendy, you look very beautiful tonight, by
You're
the way.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is for Giselle. Congratulations on every Hue Beauty hitting Target stores nationwide.
Thank
but
you.
You're welcome. What housewife from Potomac could benefit the most from every Hue Beauty?
That's a good question.
Took a while to get there.
Wow.
Actually, all the ladies have totally stepped up their makeup game.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
But, I mean, I have gifted them all with every Hue.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Next week's Potomac, new girl Candace invites the ladies for some barbecue, but she's the one who gets grilled. Here's a sneak peek of that.
Mom is like, she'll say no up front, but if you just have to kind of like massage her a little bit, and the money will fall out.
So what else does your mother pay for?
A lot.
Like what?
So my mom and I bought a house together.
Oh, so she pays for your house.
She pays for our house.
Okay.
Your mom pays your rent?
She pays half of the mortgage, and Chris and I pay the other half.
Why do you tell everybody that he has a brown?
I think it was just a curiosity, like, oh, he's white. Well, I've never seen a white. Like, what does it look like?
Yeah, what does Chris pay for with the brown?
Poor Candace. I feel like I had it a little bit easier.
You guys, there was a grilling going on
yes,
at that barbecue.
Yes, but she offered up too much information about her fiance. Yes.
Yes.
I should not know what color his penis is.
Yes, she does. She tells you next week that he has a brown dick.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's interesting. Wendy, EDJ wants to know, well, someone had a question. Any talk for a sequel to Bridesmaids?
No.
Is that, no.
Uh-uh.
You don't think it'll happen?
I gave up on that 6 years ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No one's writing it.
There you go.
There you go. There
let's
it is.
Go to Wendell from Columbus. Hey, Wendell, what's your question?
Good evening, Andy. I love your tie.
And thank you. I bought it in London last week. It's new.
And my question is for Wendy and Giselle and for you, Andy. Would you date a man who had been incarcerated?
Oh. Would I date a man who had been incarcerated? Or would I sleep with a man?
I say it depends on what he did.
Yeah, it depends on what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, you know, you have to believe in second chances.
Right. If he was an axe murderer, no.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like white collar crime, sure.
Yeah, right. Wendy?
Joggers.
You love the joggers moment from last week. That was kind of incredible, right?
Yeah, that's really my way of avoiding answering that question.
Yes, it was really good. Let's go to Rashida from Wisconsin. Hey, Rashida, what's your question? Joggers.
Hey, Andy, I love you.
Thanks.
Wendy, you look fab and you slay. And Giselle, you are gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I love you guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's your question? Yep, what's your question?
Okay, my question is directed to Giselle.
Okay.
Basically, my mother always said in life, you are blessed to have one friend. And my question is, why is everyone so judgmental about Karen's situation?
Why is everyone judgmental about her situation?
We weren't. We weren't judgmental. We were just confused because she never told the truth. Right. So we just wanted to be a friend.
And then you didn't feel like you got answers at the press conference?
Not at all. Right. Not at all.
Okay. Did you enjoy the press conference, Wendy?
The press conference was intense. It was serious.
I've never seen anything like it.
I love it. I love
no
Matt.
No press.
I love Matt at the press conference.
I didn't understand why he was there. Why? Yes. Was there?
Catherine Dennis tweeted. She said, Wendy McClendon Covey just used the term gaslighting on Watch What Happens Live. Damn right. Sometimes crazy is actually certifiable, not hypothetical.
She is wise.
Yes. There you go. Giselle Gina yes. E said, how has your friendship with Ashley affected your relationship with Robin?
Not at all, because Robin and I separate, and Ashley knows better.
Wendy, Jackie L. from Maryland, if you could combine three house husbands to make the perfect one, who would you choose?
Oh, that's such a losing proposition. I'm married to a perfect man.
Yes.
22 years.
Wow, congratulations. But
let's just make a
okay.
thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hodgepodge. Mauricio.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ken.
Okay.
Yes.
And Eddie Judge.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It's time for my Mazel Day. It goes to Kellyanne Conway's reaction to being asked on CNN about her husband's Trump trolling tweets. Okay, I'm giving you the mazel because, Kellyanne, you are an advanced-level housewife in training. But just FYI, that scene has been done before. Kellyanne is going to break a wine glass next. Our jackal goes to Channing Tatum. Okay, I love Channing Tatum, but he made his first public appearance as a single man alongside former Bachelor Ari. Channing, things could not have gotten that grim for you. I want to thank Wendy, Giselle, and Justin for being here. Everybody, we're here with Wendy McClendon Covey from The Goldbergs and Giselle Bryant from The Real Housewives of Potomac. Behind the bar, it's Justin Simeon from Dear White People. Season 2 is on Netflix May 4th. Did you create the show?
I created it.
Wow.
My own two hands.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. How was it hard to sell it?
You know, it actually wasn't. I did the movie, and we did pretty well in Sundance, and I've been black my whole life, so.
Yeah, there we go.
It just sort of, the expertise just kind of rolled right into the show.
Yeah. I love it. It's amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
You watch it, Giselle?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just stumbled over your name. You got married 22 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. 22 years ago when you got married, you decided to hyphenate your name, which is difficult to say.
Hard enough to say as it is, and then I just stuck this
other
thing on.
Did you have any second thoughts about that years ago when you were like,
no,
oh.
No, I wasn't thinking.
Right.
I just wasn't thinking. And I was like, oh, paperwork? I don't want to fill out any paperwork. and, you know, our wedding license didn't show up until about 5 years ago.
Wow.
So I've really complicated my life. I don't know.
Well, it works. No one will ever forget it.
No.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. It is Brooke from Georgia.
Hey, Brooke, what's your question?
Well, I got to tell you first, finally, after all these years, I will get to meet you in Orlando on June the 16th.
Excellent. I'll be there with Anderson.
I know. I can't wait. I've waited so long. I'm so excited.
Oh, I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, awesome. My question is for Wendy.
Hello.
Hey, Wendy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I apologize for my southern drawl. I know it's...
Please don't.
We
I
like
think it's
it.
Charming. It's
yeah,
adorable.
Yeah, Brooke, we like it.
Awesome. Well, Wendy, since it is your 10th time on the show, your birthday is also on the 10th day of the month.
It is.
I'd like to know what you would tell your 10-year-old self.
Oh.
My 10-year-old self, I would say, you know what? Kid, you're going places.
Amen.
Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't listen to people who don't know what they're talking about.
Right, Amen. Right. There you go. What was your backup going to be if you didn't make it as an actress?
Veterinarian.
I love that.
That's good.
Or appraiser of gems.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So specific.
All over the place.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Iman calling from Virginia Beach.
Hey, Iman, what's your question?
My question is for Giselle. I just want to say I love when you go live on Instagram, but my question is, do you ever hold Robin accountable for her actions towards the other girls?
Of course, but no, because Robin's my friend. I love her. She can do no wrong. And she really, Robin doesn't bother anybody. Robin really leaves people alone. So when people come for her, it's just because they're being mean. Robin's perfect.
I think that, was that the last caller? We have two more calls. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Eric from Boston. How are you, Giselle? How are you, Wendy? And Andy, how are you?
Hello, we're great.
Awesome. So, Wendy, we have a question for you. Huge fan of the Goldbergs.
Thank you.
So, Wendy, if you were a housewife, what city would Beverly be from?
What city would Beverly be from? Probably someplace in Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where she winters. Now, you know, now that she's a grandma. Right. Is that what you were asking?
I mean, is it like a Linda, like with Lipschitz or?
Yeah, she winters with Linda Lipschitz.
What?
I guess. I don't know if I'm answering this question right.
I think you are. Okay. You're about to be in a remake of What Women Want.
Yeah.
With Taraji.
What Men Want with Taraji Henson. Yeah.
And is it by the same writers who wrote the first one? Or
no, I think they're bringing a whole new spin on it.
But what a great idea.
Yeah.
And Taraji's amazing.
I think that your makeup is going to be super successful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it really
is.
Yeah. Yes. And so people can go to Target.com and they can order every Hue.
Yes, today.
Okay.
May 20th.
On May 20th?
We're on shelves.
You're on shelves May 20th?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Exciting.
And check out season 2 of Dear White People on Netflix on May 4th. I want to thank Justin, Giselle, and Wendy. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying,
lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.